from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, you kiss and Chase Utley, and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's time to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay, that sounds good.
Pal around.
I'm gonna read it.
Yeah, read it.
Dear Chase... Oh, they're stickers.
Yeah.
My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
Welcome to the second of the Hot Corny. Missing the first hour, you can download that at the Fan Podcast at 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the surfing like in Paris? I think we've talked about this before, have we not?
I don't know if we have, but I can tell you the river that rolls through Paris gives the Willamette a little bit of a run for its money.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You don't want to be in that bad boy.
The surfing competition, they just added surfing to the Olympics the last time around when it was in Japan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I killed an hour and a half watching it, but dear God, it was one of the more boring things I watched in the Olympics.
Well, we were saying this in the break, like, I'm a big whitewater rafter, and when they added rafting to the Olympics, I was like, this is going to be so sick. Because I thought it would be, you know, like snowboarding events are at the mountains and the places that are naturally created, right? So when you're in Salt Lake City for the Olympics, you are on a real mountain with great snow.
Dude.
But the whitewater rafting, I thought it'd be like a sweet-ass river that you got. No, it's just some man-made created course, and it's garbage.
You know how they're getting around this with the Olympics this year with surfing
in Paris?
Yes.
Yeah. Just in a pool?
No, they are going to be having the swimming competition or the surfing competition in French Polynesia in Tahiti.
Wow. So everybody is in France
but they're going to be in Tahiti, French Polynesia. Yeah, I was just like, you know what, for the sake of the sport,
Good job.
Also, kind of sucks. Like, what, are they going to fly them out for the opening ceremony and then fly them all the way back. I mean, I would assume so.
Yeah, there's fishing in the Olympics, and the Olympics are in England, and we'll go to Falkland or the Falkland Islands to see how the fishing is doing for the Brits in South America.
Listen, again, good for the sport, thank God, because the Japan waves were not righteous, man. Not a lot of hang ten and cowabunga there.
I'm actually really excited to watch these Tahiti waves.
Oh, me too. I mean, like I said, for the sake of the TV product, smart move on their part.
I got a question to ask, Joe. You posed this to me as we were trying to figure out what the hell to do today, and I'm now breaking it down. The Philadelphia Phillies, by percentage points, have the best record in baseball at 52-27. The only other 52-win team is the Yankees, but they have 29 losses. Right around them, the team with the least amount of losses in baseball and one less win than the other two are the Cleveland Guardians.
Your Cleveland Guardians.
My Cleveland Guardians.
When you said you were going to admit something earlier in the show, I thought it was going to be like, you guys, I think I'm a Cleveland Guardians fan.
I'm back on the Guardians wagon.
Shut up. No way.
No, it's that I watch too much soccer. Dare we ask, are the Cleveland Guardians the best team in the American League?
Well, the reason I ask this is because I was watching the MLB Network today.
They have the best bullpen in baseball.
And they were asking this very question, and Ryan Cooley, sales manager, noted Yankee/Red Sox fan.
Noted Red Sox fan.
He was like, God, this really kind of grinds my...
This just chaps my ass.
Yeah, that they're asking this question.
How dare you ask? Because it's clearly my Red Sox.
And I think he wanted some solidarity with me being an Orioles fan that, like... Totally. Who the hell? No, my team's the best
team
in the
NL. I hate you, Cooley, but you're right. That team's garbage.
But now after the Cleveland Guardians have promptly whooped on my Orioles the last 2 days now... leading to 5 straight losses for my Orioles. Thank you, Astros.
Which we'll get to in a minute.
They have been the most consistent team all year to me, out of the three. Yankees are on a slide. The Orioles, while they can put up runs, they have a great offense. I do not trust their pitching staff outside of Corbin Burns. And, you know, Grayson Rodriguez, he's had a great year, but...
I like the bullpen a little bit, but the starters definitely lack.
I mean, they've had... 3 arms have to go on to IL because of Tommy John. Like they need another starter before the playoffs start. And I mean, quite frankly, Cleveland needs one too, but you're right. They have the best bullpen in baseball, and that's something you can lean on when you get into the playoffs. Jose Ramirez, noted most underrated baseball player in the MLB.
Probably should be the MVP right now, but Aaron Judge will garner more votes due to his home runs.
Stephen Kwan is batting like .500. Josh Naylor was just named AL Player of the Week after absolutely losing his S after a home run.
And he had a really bad start to the season and has just been smashing
late. He keeps hitting dingers.
Like, and bombs.
Yeah,
like, huge. They're bombs. I think part of it is that he's kind of a big boy. And so when he hits them deep, you're kind of like, whoa. It's like a little Vladdy action. You know, when Vladdy hits one, you're like, oh, that's a big guy. Hit one real far. Me hit ball far. Me hit ball far.
I'm doing some math. 7 wins in a row. 2 of those coming against the Mariners, sweeping the Blue Jays, and then winning back-to-back against the Orioles in Baltimore. They have the best home record in baseball. It would be cool, though, to see Jose Ramirez just have a huge surge like he's been having in this in May and June, and see him pull out an MVP. I don't think it's going to happen because of the way that Aaron Judge is swinging the bat and how Gunnar Henderson is swinging the bat as well. He hit his 25th home run today without looking like Herman Munster. But, I mean, the way that the Guardians have been playing this year, like I said, most consistent, best bullpen in baseball. You wonder if, you know, the starters, if they start playing better, it's just like, are they the most complete team?
Yeah, I think that's the big thing. I think Cleveland is going to live and die by that pitching staff. Like you said, Joe, I firmly believe this is the best bullpen in baseball. Tanner Bibee, his last 3 or 4 starts have put together like an ace. It is a damn shame that Shane Bieber is out. I was talking with a buddy of mine, and I was talking about how I thought going into this season, Cleveland would trade Shane Bieber, Emmanuel Clase, and probably Josh Naylor, maybe Kwan. because Jose is going to be there. Like, Jose's your guy. So you're not going to get rid of him. And you've got him on a very friendly contract. But I thought this was going to be a big season for Cleveland to take a step back and start trading these guys. But it's like, don't look now. You got Tanner Bibee, who's an ace, basically, over the last month. Emmanuel Clase is the best closer in the game. You've got the best bullpen in the game. Kwan's back, like you said, Joe, batting 1,000. And you've got guys on this hitting that aren't guys that are great, but Jimenez, Tyler Freeman's been pretty good for them in spots. Even Josh's brother, Bo Naylor's been decent. David Fry's had a good year. They've got guys that are nobodies. And I think what's interesting from a Steven Vogt standpoint as the manager, I thought this team would take a huge drop off losing Tito, but Steven Vogt has been just as great, and his staff is basically Tito's staff. So, like, the nucleus of that team, what makes them good, is still there. I'd be curious what they do at the deadline.
Well, and I'll have to check the BetMGM, DraftKings, whatever app to see what manager of the year odds are right now, but I would imagine he has to be number one.
He has to be.
Like, when you look at the talent on that team compared to others.
Okay, Service has outperformed in the Mariners so far. Boone has maybe the best team in American League.
Brandon Hyde has a great roster.
But doing, a former winner.
But doing more with less. I mean, the Phillies, great roster. I mean, maybe the Brewers as well. But again, and I'm trying to remember, it's Pat. God, I know the first name is Patrick. Pat Murphy, thank you.
Throw Rocco Baldelli and the Twins in there, too.
But again, like, the Guardians are the ones leading that division and comfortably at
convincingly.
This point. And our big question coming into this season with the Guardians was how big of a dip they were going to have with the manager to position. They haven't had one.
I think if you walked into this season and it was like, hey, you won your division, your first round matchup in the playoffs is Cleveland, you'd be like, sick. I'm going to the second round. Like, who else is around? Like, can I go to the American League Championship Series and skip out? Cleveland might be the team you don't want to play. Judge and Soto are the guys you don't want to play as players, but you can get around that. Teams, God, Cleveland is good.
All right, trying to pull up the awards.
If they win the World Series, you know I'm running back.
They don't have the awards on DraftKings, but I'll find what the odds are looking like on like Vegas Insider or something like that for Manager of the Year. Because I'm curious. I mean, I would imagine he's top three.
It's got to be. If not one.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, objects in the mirror close than they appear. Part deux. Boy, how we can change the world. Is this cause for mass concern? Probably so. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Schultzy on the ones and twos. 1080 The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We'll have in about 10 minutes. We'll get to Fair or Foul, everybody's favorite. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour.
Speaking of the AL Central right now, don't look now, but the Royals are kind of doo-doo. They have lost 3
of their last 7.
Seven of their last 9 games. And they have scored 11 runs in their last 7 games.
That's too bad, too. I was here like banging the drum on Seth Lugo as a Cy Young candidate.
That's straight doo-doo, baby.
And Seth Lugo's been good. Seth Lugo's been really good.
Well, they've been a nice little team. You got Pasquantino cleaning up at the 3 spot after Bobby Witt.
They have a nice bullpen,
Vinny,
too.
They do. They do.
They spent money on it.
Man, they have literally won 4 games since June 9th.
Four?
4 games since June 9th. Since June 8th, actually. They won against the Mariners. They got 2 out of 3 against the Mariners. Sorry, Schultzy. But they lost their last one. They dropped 3 out of 4 to the Yankees. Dropped 2 out of 3 to the Dodgers. 2 out of 3 to the Athletics.
Ouch.
Got swept by the Rangers.
Ouch.
And then they've split the series against the Marlins so far. And they got 11-10 first pitch tomorrow.
Dude, Marlins, but they're a
not
cheeky
good
bunch over there.
Not good, Royals. Start swinging the bat.
But in speaking of teams coming on hot of late, our Seattle Mariners, sitting in first place in the American League West.
With a 10-game lead, right?
With a 10-game lead a week ago. And here we are now, part D, as the Houston Astros sit 4.5 back from the Mariners. And this is without Kyle Tucker.
Within a week.
Is this
within a week, their lead has gone down by half.
I mean, the Rangers are 6.5 back. So that leads me to believe that this is more of a Mariner problem than Astros Texas coming on strong. Because Texas in the last 10 is 4-6. Now, Houston's 8-2. Like, Houston's coming on strong, especially without Kyle Tucker. But this has got to be more about the Mariners coming back down to earth.
Well, I mean, it does help when you play the White Sox in a series.
But they just played the Marlins and lost 2 of 3. They lost to the Rays today. The Rays are...
Yeah.
Guys, earth to everyone. The Rays are bad.
They're terrible.
That batting lineup, that 1-9, is brutal.
Arizona Rain is hitting like .197.
Is hitting,
good.
Yeah. They've got guys like Josh Lau, who plays every other game, and Jose Caballero. Like, that guy plays, that is a team of platoon players, and they put 11 on you tonight with Castillo on the bump.
And Yandy Diaz, he had 7 of those RBIs tonight. Listen, the Astros.
I wish I had him in my fantasy league.
You get 2 out of 3 against the Tigers about a week and a half ago.
Tigers are a decent team.
Decent. You get 2 out of 3 against the White Sox, as you should. But them sweeping the Orioles, that was one where I was just okay. And then they got the Rockies tonight. I think that's just a 2-game set against them. But it's a long-ass season, man. And what have we said for the last 2, 3, 4 seasons about this Astros team? Death by 1,000 cuts. And I don't want to overreact too much, but the way that the Mariners have been this year with their inconsistencies and the way that the Astros are playing right now, even with their injuries that they had on the pitching staff and at the plate as well, you just wonder, it's like, are they going to do this again? Are they going to find a way to, again, at least sneak into the playoffs?
Let's play.
But then, I mean, you literally lost half the lead in the division in a week.
And you're not playing each other. Like, you play each other and you lose it. That makes sense, because you basically gain 2 games for every win.
No, they're just losing to crappy teams.
Well, and what do we say about the Phillies is that it's like, okay, well, they haven't played anybody really good, but the bad teams that they played, they beat them, right? You had a series with the Astros against the Orioles, and the Orioles got swept. And so that's good.
Without Kyle Tucker.
That's really good for the Astros. And then you have in a series for the Mariners against the Marlins, a team you should beat, one of the worst teams in the MLB, and you lose that series. It's like You are not taking advantage of the opportunities in front of you, and the Astros are right now.
Yet Seattle, unfortunately, still, they are leading MLB in comeback wins, which is not a sustainable stat. They're having the 2022 version of Seattle without, like, as good of a hitter in the 7 or 8 spot, because it's usually a guy batting .190, essentially having the one-run wins, which now, when you see the other side happen and the bullpen give it up, or guys hit a game-tying late homer, a go-ahead homer, like Garver did two nights ago, but then the bullpen, who's been being leaned on, just like these starting pitchers for literally the last 2.5 years, it's a house of cards.
Run differential from division leaders. I got 107, 107, 118, 68, 115, and 8.
Is the Astros' run differential higher than Seattle's right now?
It is, yeah. Oh, it's like 20.
They're plus 24.
Yeah. My God.
Mariners are 8. Funny side note on this, harking back to our last segment, Cleveland Guardians, New York Yankees, same run differential.
Dude, I
just saying.
As much as Cooley saying. And I don't want to hear it, you can make a case for the Guardians being the best team in the AL East.
Cooley's Red Sox are plus 44.
They're playing like it right now, that's for sure.
Let me ask you guys a question. We'll play a little fun buy or sell. Buy or sell, the Astros are in first place at the All-Star break.
The All-Star, ooh. What, we're like two weeks?
2.5.
I'm going to sell that.
2.5, maybe 3 total.
I'm going to sell that, but I mean, end of season?
If you asked me by the trade deadline, I'd say yes. All-star break,
my buddy Todd asked me, you got $100. You got to put it down.
I'll say no. No, they will not be
on the Mariners or the Astros to win the division.
I said Houston. I said today, and I want to say even like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I'm trying to think of what series it was. I think it was just after the Astros series. I was like, the Mariners are going to lose this division, and they will have no one to blame but themselves. So I took the Astros to win the division at the beginning of the season, so I'm sticking to it.
It's absolutely mind-blowing, too, because...
And we're officially about at the halfway point of the season right now, 81, 82 games.
It's mind-blowing, because this staff, Castillo struggled the most this year.
Giving up a lot of home runs.
Castillo's been a struggle this year, but he's still a great pitcher with great stuff, so I'll believe in him. Bryce Miller, he's a kid. He had a really rough game the other day against the Marlins. I'll let that slide. He's a kid. I tend to be a George Kirby guy over a Logan Gilbert, but Jesus, Jesus Cristo, have you seen Logan Gilbert of late? You lose games and you got that guy on your team? I mean, they don't lose when he pitches, but Logan Gilbert right now in the last 3-4 starts for everybody, I don't know if there's anybody in baseball better than Logan Gilbert right now. Throwing 8, shutout, 4 hits, no walks. I mean, he's got Kirby numbers.
Yeah, and the Mariners are only putting up 3 runs.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
So, and I think what's the most terrifying thing about the Houston Astros, as I've alluded to, but we haven't really talked about it, is they're doing this without Kyle Tucker. Like, I play fantasy. I'm in a bunch of fantasy leagues. And when you look at the best players, fantasy-wise, just stat-wise, Kyle Tucker's top 5 in every single league you're in.
Could be cleared to return soon, according to The Athletic also. He took some swings on Sunday.
So Kyle Tucker goes down and you go on a hot streak? What happens when he comes back? Framber Valdez seems to have kind of figured it out after a little shaky May and a ish June. Verlander's looking more healthy. You got the cheater there with the foreign substance who either gets lit or throws a no-hitter. This team's good.
Yordan Alvarez still quietly having a good year for him, too.
Yordan Alvarez, just a big MF-er who hits giant bombs whenever he connects with the ball.
And also, might I add this, that Lance McCullers Jr. is about to have a major rehab step here and having a simulated throwing session,
yeah,
it looks like.
I'm out on McCullers.
You are?
Yeah. That guy's been hurt for like 6 years.
Yeah, but, I mean, you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know. And DeGrom then, might bring Texas back to the World Series.
I mean, Verlander, I don't know how much you got left of him. He might come back before season's end.
Yeah, just got put on the injured list, didn't he? I hate his face, but Alex Bregman has been playing well the last month.
I know the thought was, would he be traded at the deadline? And maybe not now.
No,
maybe
not
you hold
anymore.
On to him. Maybe you hold on to him. Yeah, so we'll keep you informed on that. We'll keep watching that, especially next week. We'll definitely get into some Mariner talk about what their deadline could look like. I think everybody knows clearly where their gaps are, what they need to be looking for on the market, but we'll probably start with basically just who's available. The Mariners have people they can trade, so we'll just have to look at who's available. So tune in next week. We'll get to that. Let's back up and have a little fun. Let's get out of here. We'll do Fair or Foul next, but first, Schultzy with sports. All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We do it at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour every Tuesday as we are joined with you. If you missed any of it, check out the Odyssey app, Fan Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, including places that end with Colorado Rocky Schmodify. Without further ado, we push this over to our fantastic producer, Schultzy.
What's up,
what
guys?
You got?
A couple Mariners things. We'll start off somewhere else, though, actually, with one of the best teams in baseball right
Foul.
Now. The Philadelphia Phillies. They have just played, some people saying, above their station this year, but of course, one of the best teams in baseball. Their pitching staff has been, in my opinion, performing way above what they're supposed to. Check this out, though, guys. Philadelphia Phillies starting pitcher Ranger Suarez, fair foul. He has already matched his single-season career high for wins. Fair or foul?
Mm. Ooh, I'm going to say fair. Sorry to jump ahead
of
you.
No, please.
I mean, he's been fantastic.
I love
this year.
When somebody's excited and they're like, ooh, I'll go first.
It's win total, correct?
Yes, yeah, wins.
They got a lot of wins. They got a lot of those wins, Patrick.
Well, it's a tricky stat because wins don't necessarily
hold on, let me look up his stats real quick.
To your quality.
Don't cheat and look up his stats, you jerk.
Just wondering if either of you caught that.
Like, wait.
I did not, Joe. I was like, yeah, look him up.
Yeah,
tell me.
Do it.
What do you got?
Why am I here? Why?
What do you got?
I'm going to say fair because they have won a lot of games, and he has been having one of his best, if not his best, season as a starter. So I say fair.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Joe on this, for different reasons. I think the fact that Philly has rattled off so many wins does kind of point to the fact that probably Ranger has got a lot of those wins. I think it's more about how late he's pitching into games, how effective he's been. And Joe was alluding to this too. I think he's just putting it together. And I think the reason the Phillies are so good is Ranger Suarez looks everything like an ace, but you have Zach Wheeler. Oh, and let's not forget, the third best pitcher on your team is probably Austin Nola. So, Realmuto's out, and that offense hasn't skipped a beat. I turned on the TV the other day and saw Castellanos hit a home run, and he ain't done squat all season. So, there's something magical about this Phillies team, something smooth about this team. Something that I wish the real world at 3 a.m. could understand, that Rob Thomas has got this baby cooking. I will say fair that Ranger Suarez is great.
Just stop hassling me. Fair, you guys are right. He did have 10 wins back in 2022 in his 29 starts that year. So far, taking the ball 16 times this year, 10 wins. So 13 less starts already through what? Barely half the season. He's already looking at 10 wins. Probably going to have his career high, literally taking the ball one more time and grabbing a win. But who knows? That could just go badly for him. But you're right. Wins are very complicated. So saw that. Thought it represented the Phillies' great season against, I don't know, lesser teams. But not much more than that. But you guys may be right. He could be putting it together as well. All right, moving on. Yeah, gotta knock my Mariners. Oh, my God. I've been lamenting about him all season. Mitch Garver. Fair or foul, y'all?
Went deep today, Mitch Garver.
He went deep yesterday, too, actually. Hit the go-ahead home run, two-run bomb, I believe in the eighth inning, to give the Mariners a 3-2 lead before they just gave it right back. So, two home runs in 2 days for Mitch Garver in Mariners' losses. Fair or foul, Mitch Garver has the worst batting average of any qualifying big leaguer in 2024, fair or foul?
Holy God.
Say it again, sorry. He has the worst batting average of any qualifying big leaguer, which essentially means you have to play in all of your team's games or have three at-bats per team games played. So you can't come up and, you know, hit 8-for-8 and win a batting title like playing two games.
Yeah, I'm going to make Joe go first because I've got a counter to this. Spoiler alert, I think the answer is foul.
Yeah, I'd say it's foul because I remember us talking about him a couple weeks ago and he was batting like .178. Started batting a little bit better, but there's been this kind of gap that I haven't been paying attention to him as much. I'm going to say foul because I want to say that little hot streak he went on for a week and a half or so raised him up enough, and there's some schlub somewhere in the on the White Sox roster that's a qualified batter that is just as bad.
I love that you said the White Sox because I will also say foul because of a former White Sox who won an MVP. Baby, is your name Jose Abreu? Come on down.
Ooh.
Because it's got to be Jose Abreu.
Whether he's qualified.
That's the question. Is he qualified? But I'll take the Pepsi challenge and I'll say it's Jose Abreu.
I can't believe it. I stumped both of you guys. You know how much I hate Mitch Garver. Why would I? It's absolutely fair. Absolutely. He's hitting .176. The next closest being Rays outfielder Randy Arozarena. Oh, no. Will Benson moved under him at .188. Arozarena is at .191.
God, I really believed in that Jose Abreu.
Mitch Garver has been absolute ass for the Mariners. Yes, he had a couple of weeks stretch where I think his on-base percentage was near .400. He has, to his credit, been taking a lot of walks. But guys, they literally got rid of their backup catcher because he is not providing enough offense for them at the DH. And because they're paying him $12.5 million, they got to throw him in a backup catcher to try and offer more value and versatility to the roster because he can't hit.
If it makes you feel any better, Eugenio Suarez is batting .192 for the Diamondbacks.
That makes me feel a little better.
Most valuable hitter on the Mariners, fair or foul, Cal Raleigh.
God, and he's batting like .210.
.206.
And I'd actually say fair to that.
I would too.
Because he's the most clutch guy they've got.
He's the only guy.
It's sad. And he is in the bottom 10 of all batting averages.
I think Cal Raleigh should be an all-star.
He probably should be. Yeah, guys.
God, that's the state they're in.
I do.
Yeah, guys, three Mariners, 12 Mitch Haniger, .213, 8 Cal Raleigh, .202, 1 Mitch Garver, .176. That is how far down your Mariner batters are, and it sucks. All right, fair or foul number 3. This one, because the trade deadline's coming up, and actually a name that has come up for a lot of teams, but being the Mariners as well, Chicago White Sox outfielder Luis Robert.
Luis Robert.
Having a very good season. Well, I guess to some people's opinions, he's batting .198. But his on-base percentage is .280. So if you're a Mitch Garver fan, you like those numbers. 7 home runs, 11 RBIs.
Yeah, Mitch Garver would die for those numbers.
I know, right? Fair or foul, guys.
He did die.
It'll take your organization's number one prospect to acquire Chicago White Sox outfielder Luis Robert.
I'll go first on this. Yeah, I think Chicago's going to ask a lot for Luis Robert, and I wouldn't touch him.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. Okay. He's not healthy. He's not consistent. He's not some world-class defender. Like, if you play for the White Sox, I'm out. Like, I don't care who it is. I know Crochet. Like, people are interested in him. I'm out. I'm out on all of you all. Like, I'm worried you're all a cancer to my clubhouse. I think you're so complacent with losing and being bad at your job that I will pass on all of you. You want Moncada for a 5th-round pick? Hell no, I don't. Get out of here. Tim Anderson couldn't get signed after winning 2 batting titles. Adios. No. Foul.
I'm going to say...
I mean, I think it's fair. I think they're going to ask for it, and I will not pay it.
Yeah, it's going to cost that much, but yeah, I'm with Patrick, is that I don't know what franchise, what GM, what owner would be dumb enough to do that. Because I feel like what the White Sox are also hanging on right now is a lot of, did you see last year? Did you see him last year? He was pretty good.
Pretty good last year.
He could be that.
He could be great.
I don't know. Maybe the Angels. Maybe the Angels would be the team that
I would rather trade for Giancarlo Stanton than Luis Robert.
Well, I probably would too, but
I mean, yeah, ditto.
But Giancarlo can't stay healthy.
How old is Luis Robert Jr.?
No, like 25, 26. Let me look here.
I'm out. Just 26, no way. Yeah. Just no way.
Yeah, no way. I don't know what team would give up their number one prospect. That's dying that much for an outfielder.
If the Dodgers go to you and say, we'll give you our number one prospect, don't believe them. That guy's not number one. They've cooked the books to make you
think.
We
really like this kid.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we want Mookie Betts. Well, it's going to cost you your number one. They're like, why don't you have Alex Verdugo?
Hey, we want Pajes.
He's our number one. They're like, nah, you don't want him.
You don't want Pajes.
You want Verdugo. Corey Seager? No, you don't want him. Will Smith? No, you don't want him. You want Alex Verdugo. That's who you want. Because he'll play left field in New York before you know it.
They're going to creep you out without his beard. All right, fair foul number four, rounding it out with my Mariners. Still in first place in the AL West, but clinging to that lead by 4.5 games over the Houston Astros. Yeah, a week ago, it was 10. It's bad right now. More bad news in the last 48 hours. They have lost another starting pitcher again. Brian Wu going down with
a
strained right hamstring. He's on the 15-day injured list. They have recalled a reliever, which means don't really know exactly what they're doing with that fifth spot yet. We're getting close to the All-Star break, though. I guess that's good. But this is Wu's third injury this year. It's very obvious that they're probably not going to be able to depend on him the rest of the year.
Is Hancock not still on the roster? They send him back down.
He is down in AAA right now. Okay. They like to play with their...
My Tacoma Rainiers.
You are in
my Tacoma Rainiers.
There you go. No, they'll probably call him up right before the next start is what I...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, this is everybody's favorite fair or foul. We do at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour every Tuesday as we are joined with you. If you missed any of it, check out the Odyssey app, fan podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, including places that end with Colorado Rocky Schmodify. Without further ado, we push this over to our fantastic producer, Schultzy.
What's up, guys?
What you got?
A couple Mariners things. We'll start off somewhere else, though, actually, with one of the best teams in baseball right
foul.
Now. The Philadelphia Phillies. They have just played, some people saying, above their station this year. But, of course, one of the best teams in baseball. Their pitching staff has been, in my opinion, performing way above what they're supposed to. Check this out, though, guys. Philadelphia Phillies starting pitcher Ranger Suarez. Fair foul. He has already matched his single-season career high for wins. Fair or foul?
Ooh, I'm going to say fair. Sorry to jump ahead of you.
No, please.
I mean, he's been fantastic.
I love
year.
When somebody's excited and they're like, ooh, I'll go first.
It's win total, correct?
Yes, yeah, wins.
They got of wins. They got a lot of those wins, Patrick.
Well, it's a tricky stat because wins don't necessarily
hold on, let me look up his stats real quick.
To your quality.
Don't cheat and look up his stats, you jerk.
Just wondering if either of you caught that.
Like, wait.
I did not, Joe. I was like, yeah, look him up.
Yeah,
tell me.
Do it.
What do you got?
Why am I here? Why?
What do you got?
I'm going to say fair because they have won a lot of games, and he has been having one of his best, if not his best season as a starter, so I say fair.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Joe on this, for different reasons. I think the fact that Philly has rattled off so many wins does kind of point to the fact that probably Ranger has got a lot of those wins. I think it's more about how late he's pitching into games, how effective he's been. And Joe was alluding to this too. I think he's just putting it together. And I think the reason the Phillies are so good is Ranger Suarez looks everything like an ace, but you have Zach Wheeler. Oh, and let's not forget, the third best pitcher on your team is probably Austin Nola. So, Realmuto's out, and that offense hasn't skipped a beat. I turned on the TV the other day and saw Castellanos hit a home run, and he ain't done squat all season. So, there's something magical about this Phillies team, something smooth about this team. Something that I wish the real world at 3 a.m. could understand, that Rob Thomas has got this baby cooking. I will say fair that Ranger Suarez is great.
Just stop hassling me. Fair, you guys are right. He did have 10 wins back in 2022 in his 29 starts that year. So far, taking the ball 16 times this year, 10 wins. So 13 less starts already through what? Barely half the season, he's already looking at 10 wins. Probably going to have his career high, literally taking the ball one more time and grabbing a win. But who knows? That could just go badly for him. But you're right. Wins are very complicated. So saw that. Thought it represented the Phillies' great season against, I don't know, lesser teams. But not much more than that. But you guys may be right. He could be putting it together as well. All right, moving on. Yeah, gotta knock my Mariners. Oh, my God. I've been lamenting about him all season. Mitch Garver. Fair or foul, y'all?
Went deep today, Mitch Garver.
He went deep yesterday, too, actually. Hit the go-ahead home run, two-run bomb, I believe in the eighth inning, to give the Mariners a 3-2 lead before they just gave it right back. So, two home runs in 2 days for Mitch Garver in Mariners' losses. Fair or foul, Mitch Garver has the worst batting average of any qualifying big leaguer in 2024, fair or foul?
Holy God.
Say it again, sorry. He has the worst batting average of any qualifying big leaguer, which essentially means you have to play in all of your team's games or have 3 at-bats per team games played. So you can't come up and, you know, hit 8-for-8 and win a batting title like playing 2 games.
Yeah, I'm going to make Joe go first because I've got a counter to this. Spoiler alert, I think the answer is foul.
Yeah, I'd say it's foul because I remember us talking about him a couple weeks ago and he was batting like .178. Started batting a little bit better, but there's been this kind of gap that I haven't been paying attention to him as much. I'm going to say foul because I want to say that little hot streak he went on for a week and a half or so raised him up enough. And there's some schlub somewhere in the on the White Sox roster that's a qualified batter that is just as bad.
I love that you said the White Sox because I will also say foul because of a former White Sox who won an MVP. Baby, is your name Jose Abreu? Come on down.
Ooh.
Because it's got to be Jose Abreu.
Whether he's qualified.
That's the question. Is he qualified? But I'll take the Pepsi challenge and I'll say it's Jose Abreu.
I can't believe it. I stumped both of you guys. You know how much I hate Mitch Garver. Why would I? It's absolutely fair. Absolutely. He's hitting a .176. The next closest being Rays outfielder Randy Arozarena. Oh, no. Will Benson moved under him at .188. Arozarena is at .191.
God, I really believed in that, Jose Abreu.
Mitch Garver has been absolute ass for the Mariners. Yes, he had a couple of weeks stretch where I think his on-base percentage was near .400. He has. to his credit, been taking a lot of walks. But guys, they literally got rid of their backup catcher because he is not providing enough offense for them at the DH. And because they're paying him $12.5 million, they got to throw him in at backup catcher to try and offer more value and versatility to the roster because he can't hit.
If it makes you feel any better, Eugenio Suarez is batting 192 for the Diamondbacks.
It makes me feel a little better.
Most valuable hitter on the Mariners, fair foul, Cal Raleigh.
God, and he's batting like 210.
206.
And I'd actually say fair to that.
I would too.
Because he's the most clutch guy they've
got. He's the only guy.
It's sad. And he is in the bottom 10 of all batting averages.
I think
Cal
Raleigh should be an all-star.
He probably should be. Yeah, guys.
God, that's the state they're in.
I do.
Yeah, guys, three Mariners, 12 Mitch Haniger, 213, 8 Cal Raleigh, 202, 1 Mitch Garver, 176. That is how far down your Mariner batters are, and it sucks. All right, fair or foul number three. This one, because the trade deadline's coming up, and actually a name that has come up for a lot of teams, but being the Mariners as well, Chicago White Sox outfielder Luis Robert.
Luis Robert.
Having a very good season. Well, I guess to some people's opinions, he's batting 198. But his on-base percentage is 280. So if you're a Mitch Garver fan, you like those numbers. 7 home runs, 11 RBIs.
Yeah, Mitch Garver would die for those numbers.
I know, right? Fair or foul, guys.
He did die.
It'll take your organization's number one prospect to acquire Chicago White Sox outfielder Luis Robert.
I'll go first on this. Yeah, I think Chicago's going to ask a lot for Luis Robert, and I wouldn't touch him.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. Okay. He's not healthy. He's not consistent. He's not some world-class defender. Like, if you play for the White Sox, I'm out. Like, I don't care who it is. I know Crochet, like, people are interested in him. I'm out. I'm out on all of you all. Like, I'm worried you're all a cancer to my clubhouse. I think you're so complacent with losing and being bad at your job that I will pass on all of you. You want Moncada for a 5th-round pick? Hell no, I don't. Get out of here. Tim Anderson couldn't get signed after winning 2 batting titles. Adios. No, foul.
I'm going to say...
I mean, I think it's fair. I think they're going to ask for it, and I will not pay it.
Yeah, it's going to cost that much, but yeah, I'm with Patrick, is that I don't know what franchise, what GM, what owner would be dumb enough to do that. Because I feel like what the White Sox are also hanging on right now is a lot of, did you see last year? Did you see him last year? He was pretty good.
Pretty good last year.
He could be that.
He could be great.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the Angels. Maybe the Angels would be the team that do that.
I would rather trade for Giancarlo Stanton than Luis Robert.
Well, I probably would too. But
I mean, yeah, ditto.
But Giancarlo can't stay healthy.
How old is Luis Robert Jr.?
No, like 25, 26? Let me look here.
I'm out. Just 26, no way.
Yeah.
Just no way.
Yeah, no way. I don't know what team would give up their number one prospect that's dying that much for an outfielder.
If the Dodgers go to you and say, we'll give you our number one prospect, don't believe them. That guy's not number one. They've cooked the books to
we
make
really
you think.
We really like this kid.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we want Mookie Betts. Well, it's going to cost you your number one. They're like, why don't you have Alex Verdugo?
Like, hey, we want Paez.
He's our number one. They're like, nah, you don't want him.
You don't want Paez.
You want Verdugo. Corey Seager? No, you don't want him. Will Smith? No, you don't want him. You want Alex Verdugo. That's who you want. Because he'll play left field in New York before you know it.
It'll creep you out without his beard. All right, fair foul number 4, rounding it out with my Mariners. Still in first place in the AL West, but clinging to that lead by 4.5 games over the Houston Astros. Yeah, a week ago, it was 10. It's bad right now. More bad news in the last 48 hours. They have lost another starting pitcher again. Brian Wu going down
with
a
man.
Strained right hamstring. He's on the 15-day injured list. They have recalled a reliever, which means don't really know exactly what they're doing with that 5th spot yet. We're getting close to the All-Star break, though. I guess that's good. But this is Wu's third injury this year. It's very obvious that they're probably not going to be able to depend on him the rest of the year.
Is Hancock not still on the roster? They send him back down.
He is down in AAA right now. Okay. They like to play with their...
My Tacoma Rainiers.
My Tacoma Rainiers. There you go. No, they'll probably call him up right before the next start is what I assume they'll do, just because they like to play with their roster like that. But fair or foul, guys, the Seattle Mariners must trade for a back-end starter after the latest injury to Brian Wu.
Patrick, if you want to go and take this.
I'll go. I'll go. I'll take this. I'll let you think about it for a second. I don't think so. I think Bryce Miller, even though he struggled the other day, if he's your number four, I think he's better than most number fours. And if you do have to go Emerson Hancock as your number five, I still think him as a five is probably better than anybody else's five. But I also have, depending on the day-to-day, depending on it, I also have a decent amount of faith in the Seattle bullpen. That if you had to throw a bullpen game for a fifth starter, I'd be okay with it. I think you are so strong up top with Gilbert, Kirby, and Castillo on good days, Miller on good days, that I think a back and fifth starter is the absolute least of your concerns. Here's the things the Mariners don't need. They don't need a starter, they don't need a center fielder, and they don't need a shortstop, and they don't need a catcher. Everything else is on the table. Everything else.
I'm going with a foul that their offense is the bigger need at this point in time. Is that that's been the one problem with them consistently all year is generating runs, generating hits. It has gotten a bit better since they canned their bench coach, their offensive coordinator.
Brant Brown.
Yes,
Omaha.
But to me, it's still not good enough, and you need some sort of pop. Could be a bit of a spoiler for next week, but Jeff Passan put in his article today as far as who would be the best match for the Mariners at the trade deadline. It would be Pete Alonso. Now,
he'd say he's going to cost a lot.
Yes.
It's going to cost a lot.
As a rental.
But that's I was going to say.
As a rental.
For
yeah.
a half season.
Like, I mean, want Bryce Miller.
I just think you need pop, and I think that you have the arms to get you through the season, get you to the playoffs, but it's generating the runs, generating hits, generating that offense that the Mariners need right now, and I would have that be that top need at the trade deadline.
Yeah, I told you the three offensive positions you don't need is catcher, shortstop, and center field, but none of those guys are hitting well. You're just not going to do better than them. You're not going to do better than JP. Cal Raleigh is, I mean, catcher's kind of a wash position. And Julio's your future. Everything else is on the table. I don't think a fifth starter is one of them. And that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Wednesday, Ball in the Air. We come back, we'll wrap it up. Hot Corner, Danny the Fan. Coming up next week, Joe and I have been talking about starting our trade deadline situation. So we come back next week. Maybe we'll look around. Maybe we'll kind of look at some teams and some good fits for them, and maybe look at actual rumors. Like, my phone, Bleacher Report loves to blow up my phone and be like, John Heyman thinks the Seattle Mariners would be great for Pete Alonso. And it's like, well, so do I. But, like, is that actual traction?
Well, what annoys me about that notification particularly is I click it to open an article, and it's just him live streaming.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like reading the chat, and I'm just like, dude, this is not.
Dude, I did that for a Euro. It was like right before the Euro started, Bleach Report hit me up. It was like, who are the top 10 teams in the Euros? And I was like, oh, I'll read this article. That's exciting. And it was like some dude from his mom's basement. And I got on there, and some dude was like, France should be offended that 18 of their 24 players are black. When did Africa get to play in the Euros? This is what I signed up for. This is what I logged on for.
The stream just cuts.
I wanted to hear the guy talk about the top 10 teams. I didn't know like some dude was going to come in and be hella racist and mad. And he wasn't even a French fan. And I was like, England's the most stacked team, but they can't win without Southgate. And the guy was like, the guy who's hosting was like, you're right. But then he had to delete comments from this rate. Yeah, dude, I hate that. Like, give me an article. It's like a phone call, Joe. Like, if I text you, or it's Joe, if I text you, hey, what do you think we should do for the show tonight? If you call me instantly, boy, let me tell you, I do not want to answer that
getting
phone call.
Getting an earful.
I do not want to answer that phone call. I don't. Now, we talk on the phone from time to time, but we usually know when it's like talking about us as friends, like our personal
talking
life.
On the phone matter.
Yeah. Like we're talking as friends and shooting the S, talking about our kids or, you know, professions or stuff like that. Like we know that. But if I'm like, yo, Schultzy, you see the Mariner game last night? And Schultzy calls me. I'm like, oh God, I'm not answering that.
Yeah, you better not.
Yeah, like I don't want to talk on the phone.
Did I see it?
Yeah.
Did I see it?
Like, I only want to talk on the phone if things are important. So it's like when someone's like, I think Vladdy Guerrero Jr. would be great in New York City. And I'm like, yeah, that would be interesting. They got an article on that. And it pops up and John Heyman's like, don't you think, Patrick? Don't you think that'd be great? I'm terrified.
I fell for it once, and now whenever I get those notifications where it's like, John Heyman thinks this, and I'm like, I know what John Heyman's doing. He's literally just answering questions in the chat of his video stream, and that's not what I'm trying to consume right now. Like, if he's got rumors, if he has actually reports, like, I'll give it a read, but I'm not watching his stream.
I saw this meme that it was like, somebody was on a restaurant's website, and it said, you know, click here to make a reservation. And they clicked there to make a reservation, and it pulled up FaceTime to the restaurant. And they said, I've never been more terrified in my life.
Yeah, that's absolutely not.
Sounds, what are we doing? Is that like a creepy way, like trying to hit on people? Well, yeah, call the restaurant right now. Hey, let me see what you look like.
Well, that's the other thing. We're in the break, talking about this Texas A&M coach, and we'll talk about that next week because it's funny, it's worth doing. What are the worst things you can be called? Because Joe showed me some videos, some people on the tarmac leaving the World Series called him slimy, but then Jordan, you just used the word creepy. Like, what's the word to describe you that you would absolutely hate? I think creepy is really tough.
A complete POS. Now, granted, those are words. So that is a statement.
Right. But you know what I mean. Yeah. Would you rather be a hack, a complete POS, or creepy?
If we're trying to narrow it down to a single word, yeah, slimy. That's a good one. Hack.
I think creepy is really tough.
I mean,
yeah, you don't want that.
But I'm talking about like sports terms.
Oh,
like,
okay. like being semi insinuated that you are like a sexual assailant.
Yeah, if someone is calling a coach bad, like creepy, Jeff, like there's a whole
Okay. All right. Let's back away from that then.
But if it's a coach saying like, "Oh no, I love this place. I would never leave," and then he literally leaves.
A hack is tough. Slimy is, you know, what do I always say about Dana Altman? I don't want you to coach my kid, but I buy a Honda Civic from you.
I mean, I guess the word liar, specifically because it's kind of involved in all those, but just liar straight up. I want to be known as an honest person. And if my integrity, because that is, all of those things are questioning your integrity. Liar. Hate it.
The things they say, is it better to be Dabo or is it better to be Cristobal?
I mean, at this point,
Dabo.
You'd probably have to say Dabo.
And that's insane.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw Brian Kelly in here as the number three.
I mean, in these parts, buddy, those are fighting words.
Those are fighting words.
They'll protect Brian Kelly
my
down in Louisiana.
My name's Brian Kelly, and I just got down here to Louisiana.
With my family.
They'll protect him until the rapture comes.
Jingle Tigers.
Dude.
My God.
That's a good one.
That was.
That's poll question-esque.
Yeah, right?
Who do you trust more,
Dabo Sweeney
or Mario Cristobal? Granted, you can't run that poll question here.
Right.
I don't know. I think
I send it to the boys in the morning.
I think that's pretty close. Also, speaking of Mario Cristobal,
I think I'd take Dabo because he's got titles.
You know the college football game's coming out soon?
Yeah, I heard the boys talking about it this morning.
They said that the victory formation is not going to be in Miami's playbook in the next video game. Which I was like, that's great.
When you first started saying it, I was like, wow, they're so confident that they never have to run it because they won't. We don't run victory.
We
continue to put the foot on the throttle. It's like, oh, right.
We'll I would love
never if, be in a position to use it. Got it.
I would love if there was an Easter egg that when they specifically play just Georgia Tech and it's like a one possession game at the end of the game, it's gone from the playbook. Like you can't
choose it.
Yeah, it's just like, wait, what the hell? No, I want a knee. Nope.
And it's like, no, you got to run. And then the other Easter egg is that your top running back blows his ACL
and fumbles.
Yeah.
And
it gets run back and you lose the game.
100%.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, I'm going to be pretty useless to my son and my girlfriend once that game comes out. So
yeah. You ready to rumble?
Oh.
I mean, that's how I am to my wife and my kids right now. The Euros and Copa's on, and I don't do a damn thing.
Yeah, I haven't had the talk with him. I haven't sat him down like, look, you're gonna see a different side.
I'm not proud of it.
I want
you to still love me.
You might as well just give up on me after July 18th or whatever the release date is.
I love you, baby. I love you, son.
You guys should just leave.
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back next week. We'll start talking some trade deadline stuff and keep pace on everything else that's going on. Wish me luck. I got to go to Spokane tomorrow. I'll be back on Thursday. So I hope you guys...
Dear God, I hope it's a fast trip.
I hope so, too. I hope you all have fun tomorrow at the rooftop party at 10 Barrel. Say hi to all my coworkers. And I wish I could be there. I'm sorry I couldn't. But for Joe Fisher, Schultzy on the ones and twos, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something. I would do. Coming up next week, Joe and I have been talking about starting our trade deadline situation. So we come back next week. Maybe we'll look around. Maybe we'll kind of look at some teams and some good fits for them. And maybe look at actual rumors. Like my phone, Bleacher Report loves to blow up my phone and be like, John Heyman thinks the Seattle Mariners would be great for Pete Alonso. And it's like, well, so do I. But like, is that actual traction?
Well, what annoys me about that notification particularly is I click it to open an article, and it's just him live streaming.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like reading the chat, and I'm just like, dude, this is not...
Dude, I did that for a Euro. It was like right before the Euro started, Bleacher Report hit me up. It was like, who are the top 10 teams in the Euros? And I was like, oh, I'll read this article. That's exciting. And it was like some dude from his mom's basement. And I got on there, and some dude was like, France should be offended that 18 of their 24 players are black. When did Africa get to play in the Euros? This is what I signed up for. This is what I logged on for.
The stream just cuts.
I wanted to hear the guy talk about the top 10 teams. I didn't know like some dude was going to come in and be hella racist and mad. And he wasn't even a French fan. And I was like, England's the most stacked team, but they can't win without Southgate. And the guy was like, the guy who's hosting was like, you're right. But then he had to delete comments from this rate. Yeah, dude, I hate that. Like, give me an article. It's like a phone call, Joe. Like, if I text you, hey, what do you think we should do for the show tonight? If you call me instantly, boy, let me tell you, I do not want to answer that
phone
call.
Getting an earful.
I do not want to answer that phone call. I don't. Now, we talk on the phone from time to time, but we usually know when it's like, talking about us as friends, like our personal
talking
life.
On the phone matter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like we're talking as friends and shooting the S, talking about our kids or, you know, professions or stuff like that. Like we know that. But if I'm like, yo, Schultzy, you see the Mariner game last night? And Schultzy calls me, I'm like, oh God, I'm not answering that.
Yeah, you better not.
Yeah, like I don't want to talk on the phone.
Did I see it?
Yeah.
Did I see it?
Like I only want to talk on the phone if things are important. So it's like when someone's like, I think Vladdy Guerrero Jr. would be great in New York City. And I'm like, yeah, that would be interesting. They got an article on that. And it pops up and John Heyman's like, don't you think, Patrick? Don't you think that'd be great? I'm terrified.
I fell for it once. And now whenever I get those notifications where it's like John Heyman thinks this. And I'm like, I know what John Heyman's doing. He's literally just answering questions in the chat of his video stream. And that's not what I'm trying to consume right now. Like if he's got rumors, if he has actually reports, like I'll give it a read, but I'm not watching his stream.
I saw this meme that it was like somebody was on a restaurant's website and it said, you know, click here to make a reservation, and they clicked there to make a reservation and it pulled up FaceTime to the restaurant and they said, I've like, never been more terrified in my life.
Yeah, that's absolutely not.
Sounds, what are we doing? Is that like a creepy way, like trying to hit on people? Well, yeah, call the restaurant right now. Hey, let me see what you look like.
Well, that's the other thing. We're in the break talking about this Texas A&M coach, and we'll talk about that next week because it's funny. It's worth doing.
what are the worst things you can be called? Because Joe showed me some videos, some people on the tarmac leaving the World Series called him slimy. But then, Jordan, you just used the word creepy. Like, what's the word to describe you that you would absolutely hate? I think creepy is really tough.
A complete POS. Now, granted,
a complete
those are
POS.
Those are words. So that is a statement.
Right. But you know what I mean. Yeah. Would you rather be a hack, a complete POS, or creepy?
If we're trying to narrow it down to a single word, yeah, slimy. That's a good one. Hack.
I think creepy is really tough.
I mean,
yeah, you don't want that.
But I'm talking about in like sports terms.
Oh,
like,
okay. like being semi insinuated that you are like a sexual assailant.
Yeah, if someone is calling a coach
bad.
Like creepy, Jeff, like there's a whole
Okay, all right. Let's back away from that then.
But if it's a coach saying like, "Oh no, I love this place. I would never leave," and then he literally leaves.
A hack is tough. Slimy is. You know, what do I always say about Dana Altman? I don't want you to coach my kid, but I buy a Honda Civic from you.
I mean, I guess the word liar, specifically because it's kind of involved in all those, but just liar straight up. I want to be known as an honest person. And if my integrity, because that is, all of those things are questioning your integrity. Liar. Hate it.
The things they say, is it better to be Dabo or is it better to be Cristobal?
I mean, at this point.
Dabo.
You'd probably have to say Dabo.
And that's insane.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw Brian Kelly in here as the number three.
I mean, in these parts, buddy, those are fighting words.
Those are fighting words.
They'll protect Brian Kelly
my
down in Louisiana.
My name's Brian Kelly, and I just got down here to Louisiana.
With my family.
With my family.
They'll protect him until the rapture
comes.
Dude.
My God.
That's a good one. That's poll question-esque.
Yeah, right?
Who do you trust more,
Dabo Sweeney
or Mario Cristobal? Granted, you can't run that poll question here.
Right.
I don't know. I think
I send it to the boys in the morning.
I think that's pretty close. Also, speaking of Mario Cristobal,
I think I'd take Dabo because he's got titles.
You know the college football game's coming out soon?
Yeah, I heard the boys talking about it this morning.
They said that the victory formation is not going to be in Miami's playbook in the next video game. Which I was like, that's great.
When you first started saying it, I was like, wow, they're so confident that they never have to run it because they won't. We don't run victory.
We
continue to put the foot on the throttle. It's like, oh, right.
I would love
never be in a position to use it. Got it.
I would love if there was an Easter egg that when they specifically play just Georgia Tech and it's like a one possession game at the end of the game, it's gone from the playbook. Like you can't find it. Yeah, it's just like, wait, what the hell? No, I want a knee. Nope.
And it's like, no, you got to run. And then the other Easter egg is that your top running back blows his ACL
and fumbles.
Yeah.
And
it gets run back and you lose the game.
100%.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, I'm going to be pretty useless to my son and my girlfriend once that game comes out. So
yeah. You ready to rumble?
Oh.
I mean, that's how I am to my wife and my kids right now. The Euros and Copa's on, and I don't do a damn thing.
Yeah, I haven't had the talk with him. I haven't sat him down like, look, you're gonna see a different side.
I'm not
of me.
Proud of it.
You might
but
as
I want
well,
you to still love me.
You might as well just give up on me after July 18th or whatever the release date is.
I love you, baby. I love you, son.
You guys should just leave.
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back next week. We'll start talking some trade deadline stuff and keep pace on everything else that's going on. Wish me luck. I got to go to Spokane tomorrow. I'll be back on Thursday. So I hope you guys...
Dear God, I hope it's a fast trip.
I hope so, too. I hope you all have fun tomorrow at the rooftop party at 10 Barrel. Say hi to all my coworkers. And I wish I could be there. I'm sorry I couldn't. But for Joe Fisher, Schultzy on the ones and twos, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something. I would do.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.